Okay, so tell me your name and who you're with, please.
Yes, my name is Rick Allen, and I'm the co-author and co-editor of RFK, His Words for Our Times.
Okay, so what is the significance of this? Your book is coming out at a pivotal moment in history. So this is your chance to tell me about the 50th anniversary.
Great. Yes, you're exactly right, Rosemary. This is both important historically and in terms of where we stand at this moment in our history. This year is the 50th anniversary of Robert Kennedy's last campaign, and Americans tend to focus on our history, when you've got those signature events. But the second point that I would make is that we're in a similarly divided time. And America in 1968 was tremendously fractured, and we're seeing much of the same kind of division and, in fact, the same issues in our modern society. And what I found in preparing this book over the last year and rereading Kennedy's words are really how beautiful and relevant they are to us today.
You know, when I think of Robert Kennedy, I was 17 years old. I was going to Catholic school, and our sisters were very active in getting us politically interested. And so I started to work on his campaign, and I remember the day he and his wife came here to downtown Portland, and I was two rows back from where they were standing by the old Meyer Frank building, and I still remember that day. It was so impressive, a wonderful speaker, and it came across as though he really believed what his message was.
I think that's absolutely true, and there are hundreds of thousands of people throughout our country who had the same experience with him over the course of his career. The words are a huge part of it, and that's why we wanted to offer what is, with our book, the only real collection of his public remarks over the course of his long career. But the charisma that Senator Kennedy presented in that 1968 campaign that you worked on was a combination of what Americans had seen him go through as the Attorney General under his brother, the tragedies that he suffered, but also the connection that he made with Americans all over the country, of all races and backgrounds. And that authenticity was really palpable. He was somebody who very much believed in what he said and who intended to take the country in a particular direction which he knew would be tough to achieve, but really worthy of the American promise.
You know, Rick, I think of him now in terms of Jeff Sessions and how different both of them were as attorney generals. I mean, Robert F. Kennedy was really a bulldog. I mean, I think if you were an organization, if you were an individual, he could be very threatening and very determined to keep the country in a good space in terms of legality.
Well, there's no question. Robert Kennedy kind of sprung on the national scene for most Americans when he was still a very young man in his very early 30s, late 20s and early 30s. And he was the chief counsel on the Senate Rackets Investigation Committee. And so he took on as an interrogator, some of the toughest elements in American society, as you said, long investigation into organized crime, where he had extraordinarily tough guys, mafia dons, in front of him that he was grilling, people who had literally killed others. And then the corrupt union officials, Jimmy Hoffa and others, who may well have killed people, but certainly were criminals in terms of the way that they utilized union funds. And Robert Kennedy was relentless in pursuing people who he thought were harming other Americans and violating our common sense of the American dream. And that desire to make sure that folks who were doing evil were punished and that Americans were given an opportunity to realize their dreams, those characteristics stayed with him throughout his career.
What would you say is the highlight of your new book?
Well, I hope we accomplished three things with it. The first is to entertain. We have contextual material around Kennedy's speeches, which we provide to entertain readers with the great stories about one of America's most famous and most unusual leaders. The second is to be inspired. Robert Kennedy's words, as I said, faced the full range of challenges that we're still confronting now, and his language, his policies, his pragmatism and optimism for America are truly inspirational. And then third, the book begins with reflections from 30 world leaders on what Robert Kennedy's legacy has been for them personally and for the folks in their country, America, and abroad. And these are 5 Nobel Peace Prize winners, 4 presidents, the winner of 22 Grammys. And I think folks are going to be very moved by these reflections. As I said, they're both deeply personal and widely applicable.
Okay. Rick, is there anything else you want to say in closing?
I think that it's important for us to remember that Robert Kennedy and this book really aren't exercises in nostalgia, but offer a catalyst to action. We had a different kind of politics then. It's one which we can still achieve, where Americans redefine what patriotism means, redefine their expectations of ourselves as citizens, recommit to our key institutions, and move towards a notion of success that moves beyond just the material gains that we might aspire towards, but really to a deeper sense of America and of our roles in it as members of that community. And I hope that that comes through to the book, and I hope that that is helpful in a turbulent time.
Okay, thank you so much. I really enjoyed talking to you. I'm looking forward to reading the book. I really
thank
am.
You. Likewise, a journalist who is so committed to her craft that she got sprayed by a skunk during a story is somebody who I know appreciates toughness in others. So. Is that true? Am I correctly informed?
Oh, that is not me.
Oh, you're kidding. Oh, here I read, and I thought that it was applicable to you, that you had sacrificed on getting a story. So.
No.
Well, I'm glad I did.
But whoever that was, I do admire that person. I think that really is something else.
Well,
thank you so much for your time, and I'm looking forward to this piece.